May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. If you get the One Thing devotional from As and Roars, you'll get to see this again. This is from 2 Chronicles 16:9. It's one of my favorite scriptures. Has been for several decades. And this is Asa, who had trusted God with so many things and had watched God do profoundly supernatural activity on his behalf, display his power. But in the end, Asa decided to do something on his own and not trust God and not see what God's heart and desire was. And the result was he got rebuked and got disease in his feet, refused to repent, and died in that condition. It says in verse 9 of 2 Chronicles 16, I believe this is one of the most instructive and important verses in Scripture. There are two real principles about moving in the power of God. One of them is from 2 Corinthians. And it talks about, in my weakness, his strength is made perfect. That's one of the great qualifications, the foundation for moving in the power of God, is your own weakness. But verse 9 says this, for the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the whole earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. I love the way the King James says it, for eyes of God run to and fro throughout the whole earth, looking for anyone whose heart is perfectly his, who has a perfect heart or completely his, that he might show himself strong on their behalf. So the idea, as much as you and I would like to move at a greater level in the power of God, there's a desperation in the heart of God, looking for anyone. The eyes of God run to and fro. That's an amazing scripture. Throughout the whole earth, looking for anyone whose heart is completely his, that he might show himself strong on their behalf. Here's the fascinating thing. The New American Standard, the word perfect heart, and we said before, we're not about perfect theology or perfect walk, but a perfect heart. But the proper translation is the New American Standard, whose heart is completely his. And that Hebrew word complete or completely would mean what you think, like whole, fully, everything. But it also carries the idea to repay something. In other words, that if you have something that belongs to somebody else, you need to repay them completely. And Scripture makes it really clear that God created us for him. The New Testament is even more clear that we've been bought with a price by the blood of Jesus, that we don't belong to ourselves. We don't have any right to withhold our hearts from him. And so the word, when it means to be whole or intact, to give him all, he's saying he created us for himself. He created our hearts for him. So give him back what actually belongs to him. For us to not do that is to live as thieves. In two places, one of them is in Deuteronomy, a word concerning their lives in Canaan. And then the other one is the fulfillment of that word. I want to read both of them to you when they get into Canaan. But this is what the Lord said to Moses. Verse 5 of Deuteronomy 27. He says, moreover, when you cross the Jordan, you shall build there an altar to the Lord your God, an altar of stones, and you shall not weld an iron tool on them. You shall build the altar of the Lord your God of uncut, or the word is whole. And that's the same word that's used in 2 Chronicles 16:9, a heart that's completely or wholly his. He says, no iron tool to cut. You shall build an altar of the Lord your God with whole stones that have not been cut by man, and you shall offer on it burnt offerings to the Lord your God. Let me just read this to you. This is, they crossed over into Canaan, and make sure I got the right script. I wrote it down here. Yep, okay, 8:31. And just as Moses, well, beginning in verse 30. Then Joshua built an altar to the Lord, the God of Israel, in Mount Ebal, just as Moses, the servant of the Lord, had commanded him. Just as written in the book of the law of Moses, an altar of uncut stones or whole stones on which no man has welded an iron tool. If they offered burnt offerings on it, the Lord shall offer sacrifices. And so the idea here, spiritually, is that God wants whole stones, which is a prophetic symbol or just a type of the God. He wants your whole heart. And it can't be stones that have been cut by man using instruments of iron. It has to be a stone that's never been worked on by man, a whole stone. And then he says, and on that, with those stones, you'll make an altar. Often the scripture refers to our hearts as altar, on which sacrifices of a life that's totally yielded to God can be offered. And then he goes on, he says, and on those stones you shall write all the laws of Moses. In other words, if you take those passages together, like in 2 Chronicles, God said he's looking for someone who'll offer their whole heart. And if they'll offer their whole heart, then he'll show himself strong on their behalf. See, the Christian life can be lived one of two ways. One, you trying to keep God's commandments with all the sincerity in your heart. And then grading yourself as to whether or not you think you're doing a good job. That's living under the law. Now, here's the interesting thing. One of the ways that you can tell if someone is living that kind of Christian life is they have a very judgmental attitude towards other people who aren't measuring up to their own self-righteous idea of what good behavior is, not knowing that they're the most sinful ones of all. Because pride is the sin God hates the most. But when you offer your whole heart to him, and I'll tell you what that means in just a minute, then God said he'll show himself strong on your behalf and you'll be able to keep all the commandments because it comes from supernatural power. And when you're moving in the power of God and you're able to live a righteous life because of the power of God, you don't walk in arrogance and self-righteous, judging your brothers and sisters. You're walking in humility. You're walking on your knees, grateful that apart from him, you can't do anything, but that he's doing it all. You hear what I'm saying to you? So, when he says, I want whole stones, he means he wants all that you are, weakness and mess and all. He doesn't say, get your act together and then offer all the good. In other words, he doesn't want stones to build an altar on that are made by men who've cut them with iron. In other words, he doesn't want any more of the altar calls that go before God and promise him they're going to do better. That grieves his heart. Because no matter how sincere you are, and no matter how much you promise him, you're going to try harder. You may get some stuff right on the outside, but on the inside, things are a mess. And you're just performing, and you won't make it. I remember so many years ago when I was going to church in Birmingham at a church called Shades Mountain Independent. And like any other good evangelical church, they would have altar calls all the time. And I was there every time. And every time, full of guilt, promising God I'd do better this time. Hoping he would believe me this time. But you know, the truth is, I was sincere every time. I meant it every single time. But never could keep the promises. That was the only issue I ever had with the Promise Keepers movement. You had thousands and hundreds of thousands and millions of men going to meetings and promising God they'd be a better husband. Well, they had done that many times before on their own. God, I promise I'll do better this time. I promise I won't raise my voice this time. I promise I'll be sensitive this time. And just getting them all together and feeling guilty didn't help any. There's only one promise keeper, and that's God himself. He doesn't want human self-effort and human promises to do better. What he wants is just whole, raw, uncut stones mess and all, weakness and all, that says, here, you got it all. The whole thing's yours. Mess and all. And when you do that, God says, now, I'll show myself strong on your behalf. I'll take the mess that you are, and in your weaknesses, my strength will be made perfect. Now, maybe you've never done the other. Just promise God again and again that you'll do better this time. No, you won't. You just find more creative ways to do worse. He wants whole stones, uncut. That's what that word means, completely his. Give him the whole deal. Doesn't just mean everything you can think of, you really mean it this time. It means just give him the whole thing, mess and all, weaknesses and all. And God said, I'll fill that. I'm looking. My eyes are running for anyone who'll just give me the whole thing. And I'll show myself. It doesn't say I'll give them strength. I'll give them power. He said, I will show myself strong on their behalf. That's awesome. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.